glorified flesh and bones that created us, the wife of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God I was chosen to play this wonderful tune on my trumpet for you. Now I play my trumpet for you, and on my trumpet I can play all the words I want to say of this new and living way. It's the righteousness of fine linen, clean and white, all for the love of Christ the wife, that I play my trumpet for you. Now I play my trumpet for you, and on my trumpet I can play all the words I want to say of this new and living way. It's the righteousness of fine linen, clean and white, all for the love of Christ the wife, that I play my trumpet for you. We the wife are bone of the Lord's bone and flesh of his flesh. For the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ found in us a permanent place to rest. And it was all by this message of the last trumpet sound that created us, the glorified wife of the Lamb. Now I play my trumpet for you, and on my trumpet I can play all the words I want to say of this new and living way. Is the righteousness of fine linen, clean and white, all for the love of Christ the wife, that I play my trumpet for you. There's a trumpet blowing, the gift of God given to me, the word of glorified flesh and bones that created us, the wife of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God I was chosen to play this wonderful tune on my trumpet for you. Now I play my trumpet for you, and on my trumpet I can play all the words I want to say of this new and living way. It's the righteousness of fine linen, clean and white, all for the love of Christ the wife, that I play my trumpet for you. We the wife are bone of the Lord's bone and flesh of his flesh. For the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ found in us a permanent place to rest. And it was all by this message of the last trumpet sound that created us, the glorified wife of the Lamb. Now I play my trumpet for you, and on my trumpet I can play all the words I want to say of this new and living way. It's the righteousness of fine linen, clean and white, all for the love of Christ the wife, that I play my trumpet for you. Oh, I play my trumpet for you. And on my trumpet I can play all the words I want to say of this new and living way. It's the righteousness of fine linen, clean and white, all for the love of Christ the wife, that I play my trumpet for you. All the words I want to say of this new and living way, it's the righteousness of fine linen, clean and white, all for the love of Christ the wife, that I play my trumpet for you.
Thank you, my Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
All right. Thank you, Bob. That's very good. Praise God. And it's also a new one, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. You did very good with that. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord's good all the time, ain't he?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Starting off getting some of this good, cold, clear water. Amen. And that's what the Word of God speaks about. The river of life, clear as crystal. And also how the rivers split into different rivers as we read that in the Old Testament. And it comes out all the way through the main river of life, all the way from Genesis, all the way through. Amen. But there's a new river broke loose, glory to God, and it's for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Little river. Amen, we might say, compared to the big. All right. We just praise the Lord today. He's been so good to us, and we just appreciate what he's doing. And as you see, today we're not having video. Our machine kind of got giving us trouble there a little bit, so we'll have to either get repaired or replaced. And I'd rather get repaired, because replacing the cost will cost about $1,700 or $1,800. So it's a up-to-date recorder. It's one we've been using all along. It's a great recorder. So it's a big book that I would have to read through to find out exactly what's all wrong with it. So I got that live before me, and I got maybe next week we'll have time to look it over and see what's going on. All right, so the Word of God's good today, and I notice in reading the Word of God, when God wrote the Word, had it wrote, well, God wrote it, because it was the hand of God. And there's two parts of it. There's the Old Testament and the New Testament. Amen. And the strange thing is, the Old Testament has become part of the New Testament. Amen. Especially about Israel taking back the land and so on, and all those things that come to pass. So we see all those things and much of the other. And then as we come on to the time of the wedding of the bride, the wife, we find that in Revelation chapter 10. And there's another section that's actually being written now. Amen. And it's bringing that word in, the word for the wife of the Lamb, not the word for the virgin. Now, Paul had the word for the virgin, and he said, I present you as a chaste virgin, so on like that. Amen. And he had the word for the virgin, but once the marriage takes place, there's a word for the wife. Amen. And that's what we're looking at today, the word for the wife. And that's the married woman, see. Glory to God, and that took place in Revelation chapter 10, when at the taking of the little book and the eating thereof, and we could go on a good bit there, but I don't think I'll get on that too long today. But we're just looking to the Word of God, and it's greater and greater and greater. Amen. And the thing is, we're learning about the Word, and we're learning that you don't necessarily have to read something in the Scripture to be the Word. Amen. And we find out there's a spoken Word. And I know when Brother Brown went forth preaching the Word, he always had the saying, I liked it, the spoken Word is the original seed. Amen. It's spoken. Amen. Once it becomes written, then it can actually be manipulated. Amen. So the written word and the living word is actually when the God's fulfilling it, it works together perfectly. Amen. If you got the living word, you got the written word. See, glory to God. But then you can take the written word and just try to manipulate it without the living word. Amen. But Jesus said, these words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I tell you, when you get looking at the word from that standpoint, you're not necessarily reading the Old Testament and so on like that, but you're getting in word that is freshly coming from the throne of God. Amen. And it's so amazing how God permitted the word to be written. And Moses, it's believed, that wrote the first five books of the Bible. And he did a real good job. Praise the Lord. And he put prophecy there and things that still are to come to pass. But the things he wrote, it just fit right in there. And it reveals the mind of God. And when the mind of God's revealed, amen, it's that word coming forth and so on. And so when we read these books that we're writing now, present tense, the books that we have 20 or 30 of the big books, I guess, 21, and then we have about 400 of them in smaller books. 402. I tell you, I got some of the exact numbers here now. Amen. I didn't realize how many. And then, of course, we go to the recording, tape recording, and the DVDs and so on. Then you get into another category. It just keep on going. And it's a great thing that God's doing. Amen. Okay. Here comes the number up, 2,083 of those. Amen. So, you see, we hadn't been piddling around, fooling around. We've been doing the will of God all this time. And it's all working out. And right now, here at the very time that the marriage has taken place, we begin to look and see what all God has done. We didn't see what God was doing all along many times. But now it's all clear. There's a married wife, glory to God, and she is bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and she reflects his glory. Praise God. And those are the places we're at now. And we're not at a place where you just take in Bible school. I was talking to a man, I believe last week, asked what Bible school you go to, seminary you study at. And one man, he stopped off his conversation, told me the seminary he was that he went to and why he studied the subjects and so on, and what he majors in on the things of the Bible. Amen. Well, those are things that perhaps had been profitable one time in the past. Amen. But now there's real, living, spoken word coming forth. Amen. And the wife of the Lamb, when she picks up one of those books that's for the wife of the Lamb, there is not one single doubt in her mind that this is what God has left for her. Amen. It's a pure, clean word of God. And so we see that taking place all around us. Amen. And so that's the good part of it. All right. And so today we're just going to talk about the word. And rather than getting a certain scripture to work out from, I just want to talk about the word, amen, as it exists in this day and hour we're living in. So that's the main thing, the word that exists and the word that is alive, the word that is living, and the word that these words are spirit and they're life. Amen. I believe we can say it here along with what the Lord Jesus Christ said, these words I speak, they're spirit and they are life. Amen. It's not just words you speak, but they're words of life. Amen. And so we're here today ministering the word of God. And we're here today not only to minister the word, but to express what God has done for us and what he is doing and how he laid this word out. And the way he did it, he kept it secret from the world. Amen. Keep it secret from most religion. Amen. But here it is, blossoming forth, the living word of God, coming forth in life. Hallelujah. And what did Paul say? One time in the second chapter, in the 11th chapter, I believe it was, of Corinthians, of 2 Corinthians. Amen, where he began to tell what the word's about. But then you go back to the 3rd chapter where I was talking from originally. Amen, he said these words, these words that's coming forth now, and that was in his day, for his time, they were coming forth then. They so outshine the everything else that has been written in the past and that has happened in the past. Amen. They show outshine that the others have no glory. They lose their glory. Amen. As they lose their glory, the glory just fades over, comes over on this word, and we got a glorious word. Hallelujah. And when you're reading these books, and I want to bring this in here too. When you're reading these books, don't in any sense of the word count them less than the written word in the Bible. Amen. Because when you do, see, you're getting away from the real living word that's existing and being written right now. Glory to God. So these are the things we're looking at and the things we're doing. And it's getting greater and greater and greater. And the revelation is becoming more and more and more. And there's a people. And only the wife. Only the wife. They get a hold of it. And they'll just begin to read that. And it's something that brings life to their soul, to the flesh and to their bone. See, it puts flesh, bring life to not only the inner man, like the Holy Ghost, that would see the inner man, basically. Amen. But now, the fullness of Christ, amen, brings life to the whole thing. Amen. Yeah, bring glorified flesh and bone to the outer man.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. So in the 17th chapter of St. John, there's something that I like to refer to from time to time. He talks about he's glorified them glorified him, so on, and he's already glorified, but he glorified him again. And a lot of people say, you got to get the total new body to be called glorified. Now, if you got that glorified word, Amen. Then you're walking in high cotton then.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So those are some of the things that God is showing forth and moving in this day and hour we're living in. And the more He moves, the better we like it. Amen. The greater. And it just get greater and greater and greater. And He said the glory of that has faded away. And says to the extent that it amounts to very little. Amen. When you come to the thing that God is doing now in revealing the Word. Praise the Lord. And we used to refer to Scripture and Bible. The good book says this or the good book say that. And that was all right. And it was a time before the marriage took place. It was a time before that Christ, the feminine part of Christ was ever revealed. Now, I'll try some more of this water here. Hey, pardon me, things as much as this water, but it just tastes good this morning. Amen. So, as we begin to look to these things, the part of the Word, He said the glory of that has faded away to the point that it has no glory when compared to what God is doing in this day, in this hour. Amen. Let me give you an example. Just take, read the book of Corinthians or pick up one of the books that we've read, written in the last couple of 3 or 4 years and see which does the most for you. Amen. The one that is present tense, up-to-date, living Word, that's the one that lift you up. Praise God. Lift you up above the shadow. And it'll make what has been written. Amen. It'll fade. It'll cause it to fade to the point that it has no glory when compared to this that's taking place right now as we speak. Praise God. So that's why we've been so busy. And why we've worked on writing the books and all, and a lot of people didn't know what was going on. Amen. It was just hidden from them because it was to be revealed and made known here at a certain time. Amen. Where we could walk out and say, we're glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Glory to God. And that's the thing. That's what that Word has done, because we have been joined unto glorified flesh and bone. And when you read there in Ephesians 5th chapter, it talks about the mystery of marriage and so on, and all that. What happened is there's a marriage take place. Amen. And the marriage take place, it brings together. And it's just so good, I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. It puts that two flesh and bones together, see. Amen. And that pretty much seals it all. But now there are people today say, well, you got to have this, and you got to have that, and you got to have... Well, that's all right. They probably do have to have exactly what they say they got to have. Amen. But remember, there was... two rivers. There was a great river came out of Egypt, or not Egypt, Eden, and it separated. And this particular one separated into four parts, which covered the Middle Eastern area and so on like that. Amen. But there's a river, that river of life just continued to flow. And I was thinking about that, and the Lord gave me a dream, and I was there watching that river and all, and all of a sudden, amen, that river, it just, a part of it broke loose, and the part that broke loose all of a sudden became so clear, absolutely as clear as crystal, amen, a part of that river of life, that's for the wife of the Lamb, and her alone, amen. And we see that in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, where John he sees a large group of people, amen, and he sees the wife of the Lamb, and also he sees those in white robes and so on like that. But as he began to tell about them, glory to God, he began to tell all the other saints, all those that were gathered together. And the seventh chapter brings all those in that's in white, that's dressed in white robes. How beautiful are those white robes, and how beautiful are those people, and how wonderful they are. But then there's another group, amen, that John is rejoicing over, although he's not part of them and will never be. Amen. John and the other 12 apostles there, the 12 apostles, they are set on 12 tribes, thrones, 12 thrones, and judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. While there's another group there that's not necessarily sitting there judging a group of people and all, but they're just rejoicing in the Lord, and they are dressed 100% different from those that dress in white robes. Amen. Those that are dressed in white robes, amen, they actually came out of the great tribulation and through dark times and hard times. But here is a group, glory to God, that is dressed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of those saints. Amen. And that's the wife of the Lamb. So that's what we're dealing with today. And when we begin to deal with it, a lot of times people get confused a little bit because they have never heard it preached, or God has never revealed it to them, or differentiated between the white robes and the fine linen and the different groups of people. Amen. But those that dressed in fine linen, clean and white, those are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. And the reason the marriage couldn't take place until after Jesus went, he was crucified and resurrected and come forth. Amen. And then the church age, of course, happened before there was a marriage or anything. And all that took place. But the reason that had to be that way, and the reason it was that way, is that those saints, they were they dressed in fine linen, clean and white, and they are the ones that is the wife of the Lamb, and they are the one that is joined to. See, everybody say joined to, amen. They're the one that joined to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're joined to Him, and joined to Him, become part of Him, become bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh, amen. And they become the wife in glorified flesh and bones, amen. We do. I don't want to put that they too far away. We become that, hallelujah. And so that makes a big difference. That is the reason that he had to be crucified, put to death, went down, preached spirits in prison, and all those things, and came back. There had to be a marriage take place. Amen. And he had to be glorified flesh and bone before that it could happen. Amen. He talked to them in the 17th chapter of St. John about glorification and so on like that. And we see all this glory and see how God is doing. But God let time move on till in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation, when the last church age messenger came and all those things took place, amen, there came this mighty angel, which was, of course, Christ in the angelic form, and he had a book open, glory to God. And in that book, it was that he said to the group that he was talking to, the wife, amen, take and eat. Glory to God. And they took and ate, and they become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. They become exactly what he is. Not what he was, but what he is. And that is glorified flesh and bone. So I tell you what, there's where we get in that. Now, some people say that gets complicated. Well, it does if you just hear it on the surface. Some people don't look to Revelation too much, but they take surface word. Amen. The surface word and revelational word is two different things. Amen. That revelational word will take you where you've never been before. Amen. It'll make you feel like you've never felt before. It'll make you see revelation you never saw before. Amen. It'll make you know that there's something great has happened and is happening, and you are part of it. Hallelujah. And nothing can change that. Glory to God. And when you look back at the life of how Jesus had to be crucified. And that's why we rejoice in seeing the great things that God has done. Now, some people say, well, some of that sounds good, but I just can't get it all put together. Well, why? Amen. Why can't you? Praise the Lord. When you begin to read and see what happened, if you'll follow the story of the book with Revelation, amen, follow how Jesus went, and why, ask yourself, why did he have to be put to death and rise from the dead in order for the marriage to take place? Amen. That had to be so that you could be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. Glorified flesh and bone. So we have a message of glorified flesh and bone. Amen. That's a simple way of putting it. Glory to God. So I'm so happy today rejoicing in the Lord and just seeing these things. And we used to say, and I was in the midst of those that was saying, Lord, how come you choose me? There's a lot of other people that's better than I am, that knows a lot more about these things than I do. How come you would choose me? Amen. I would ask the question, but then one day I kind of got rebuked for saying it. Amen. I don't ask that anymore because he always makes the right decision. He always does the right choosing. Amen. So if you're chosen to be there, then he shows the right one to be that. Amen. Glory to God. And when he chose me to preach this gospel, amen, he chose the right one to preach it. And when he chose you to hear it and believe it, he chose the right one to hear and believe it. Glory to God. And you can't help it because he chose it. He ordained it. And that's what he has ordained for us in this day and hour that we're living in. Glory to God. Yes, there's the church world goes right on. And there's Christianity in general flows right on with that river. But this river clears crystal. Amen. That's what's good. Glory to God. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. And we worked a while here this morning on the looking at the recorder. Our one that makes the DVDs and the CDs and so on like that. We couldn't get it all put together. I'm not a technical person too much to dig down and get those things. And I asked the one man that worked on those things. I said, what do I do? He said, here's the book, just start reading. And then went on about his business. And so he didn't want to tackle it other than say, here's the book, start reading. And so when it comes to that, then I'll have to go to a higher notch and get someone else, tell them, here's the book, you start reading, and get it fixed up, see. So we've had the recorder for 10, 12 years, and it gives good service. Amen, and we just praise God for it. But that's what's going on, see. Amen. We don't want that to be here. And those that love this word, love the things that's going on, we don't want you being dark on any of these things. It's so great. It's so wonderful. And we want you to see these things. Now, how else, let me ask you a question. How else are you going to see yourself connected to that glorified flesh and bone unless you see Jesus crucified and resurrected and back alive again here on earth? See, he comes back. Then he's not just someone that hadn't died. He was put to death, but he rose from the dead. And when he rose, amen, he had glorified flesh and bones. Glory to God. That's why he could appear in the room with the disciples. He didn't have to necessarily come through a door. He could have wanted to, but he was just in the room with them there. And he could eat too. And they said, this is a spirit. Some of them were afraid. This is a spirit. Amen. And then he began to ask them certain questions about the spirit. Does the spirit have flesh and bone and so on like this? Amen. Showing them, and it's showing us today, see, not just them, us today, showing us today that he truly was glorified flesh and bone. Even though he walked around here, he ate, and he didn't mean anything. And he got criticized because he associated with people sometimes that they didn't approve of. And I'm thinking here about the story of Nicodemus. If you remember Nicodemus, we had a message one time on that. The little man that... Zacharias, wasn't it? He climbed up that sycamore tree. And we call it, the little man become 16 foot tall, I believe what we did. Amen. See, these are good things all right there. But you have to take in the Word of God and follow what is Jesus. He is glorified flesh and bone. That's what he is. Amen. And that's what he developed and become when he took on these years glorification, when he came forth from the dead, and all those things. And when you begin to look at it from that standpoint, there is no way with a revelation of mind that you can miss it. Amen. You just can't miss it, because you say, yeah, look at that, how simple that is. Jesus became glorified flesh and bone, and then the marriage, he marries to us, and then that puts us the same thing as he is, glorified flesh and bone. So we're the wife of the Lamb, dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Oh, yes, there's the multitude dressed in white robes and all those things, and they're wonderful, and they're born again, and got all those great blessings about them, but they're not the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And the revelation don't reflect that. Amen. The only time the revelation reflects that is when your revelation reflects that you're part of him. You're part of his glorified flesh and bone. Then your revelation reflects it, and you can't miss it if you try. If you're ordained to God. Pray. Yeah. See, and you actually become the wife. Amen. That's the good thing. Amen. Praise God. Want to get talking about that water? More talk about it, thirsty again? Amen. So the Word of God's laying before us now, and this message is just going out. And some people said you can't do it like you used to do. You got to charge so much and do this way or that way. But you know what? We didn't have to do it. God worked out everything. And now there's a people that is hearing a message of glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
Amen. And they are becoming that message of glorified flesh and bone. Yes, been taking that on. And that's where we're at today.
Amen.
That's why we're rejoicing in this. That's why we're looking at something, glory to God, that the world never saw before. Amen. Greater than Pentecost, greater than all the revivals that has come forth. here we are today just praising God and thanking Him for the good things that He's doing. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we didn't come out this morning to see how long we could preach or anything of that nature, or see how quick we could get through preaching. But we come out, these things on our mind, and I think it's the greatest thing, amen, to know that we are glorified flesh and bone of the glorified flesh and bone of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we're just praising God for that. We're rejoicing in that. And it fits right in the Word. And it starts back. You can start with the birth of Jesus and come all the way through. And that's how they tried to destroy Him many times along the way. And all those things. But you follow step by step, you'll see, amen, that He had to come the steps He came. And He had to go to Calvary. He had to be crucified. And He had to rise and come forth. Glory to God. And when He came forth, He had to come forth being glorified flesh and bone. And that's what we are joined to in marriage. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So I tell you, that's good. I tell you, amen. So we just appreciate the Lord today. Appreciate how He's moving. And we're looking forward in the things of God for even greater things that we've seen so far. Amen. Just because our revelation is expanding. Amen. More and more, as we're being brought into this, more and more we become these things that He said we would become, and that's glorified flesh and bone. Amen. He said, bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. Remember, God never did reveal that there was a feminine part of Christ until the book of Moses there, in Genesis there, when Moses wrote one of the books, he revealed when he got lonely, wanting a mate, he looked around, saw everything had a helpmate but him. Adam. Moses did the writing. Well, yeah, see, that's good. Thank you. See, I need a little help now and then. Especially, I get excited about this. Amen. And so these things are just so great, so wonderful. And we see them coming to pass. But God put Adam asleep. Amen. And created him a wife. And He said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Amen. And that's a similar thing that took place at Calvary there. Amen. When Jesus was put to sleep, God let Him be crucified that He could come forth and have all these good things laying right by His side.
Amen.
Amen. And right then and there came a revelation from God that hadn't been revealed. Amen. It hadn't been revealed even up to this time in the clarity that it is now. Amen. That there is a masculine part of Christ and a feminine part of Christ. Amen. And the masculine part is 100% masculine and the feminine part 100% feminine. Amen. And so that's what has developed into this day, and therefore it produced not one person now. Now, watch this real careful here. Not one person. If one person would be like the Lord Jesus Christ sitting on the throne. That's wonderful. That's beautiful. Amen. But here, it don't talk about the Lord Jesus Christ alone sitting on the throne, but it talks about the wife of the Lamb. Amen. The wife. See? Glory to God. She's part of it. Amen. That feminine part has finally stepped forth and is making herself known in this hour. Amen. And that's why we say we're the wife of the Lamb, bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. Amen. Glorified with Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So that's the story there. And I don't want to take it too long, make this too long because of this fact. Here it's laid out so good that it can be so easily understood. Hey, that rhyme, doesn't it? It's laid out so good and so easy to understood, be understood. Glory to God that He shows these things, and He reveals when He creates Eve. Amen. He takes that feminine part right out of Adam, and He creates Eve. And that's why Adam could stand up boldly and say, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and this is glorified." Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ, it's glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Glory to God, and we're part of Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That was a shadow and a type, but now has come to pass. And now, here we are today, bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. And now, the feminine part of Christ is very much revealed. But when you go to churches today, how many times will you hear them talk about the feminine part of Christ? If they do, it's so scattered brain that you probably wouldn't know what was being said about it. Amen. But see, that is laid right there in the Word. Amen. That she is the queen. She's His queen, and He's the king. Glory to God, and they're rejoicing together. Amen. When I say they, that's we are the wife of the Lamb. We're that feminine part.
Amen.
Glory to God. And here we are today, happy as we can be.
Amen.
Glory to God. So may God bless you today. It's just been so good to come out and talk to you and just bring these particular things that is unmissable if you take this much of the Word. This message is not too long now. You can hear it in one sitting, and it's something that is absolutely undisputable how it all come together. And it's if you will just listen with your spiritual ears, then you can see, amen, the feminine part and the masculine part. You can see the king and you can see His queen, and that's what we are. We're His queen.
Amen,
amen, the feminine part of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. My throat's getting a little bit off course here a little bit. So I believe we'll go ahead while we're at this point. And it's good and clear to us all. I think it'd be a good point. Just go ahead and close out and get back on another time. So let's pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we pray. We thank You, Lord, and we praise You for the Word and for all these good things that You're doing, Lord. And we just praise You. And we know You're so wonderful, Lord. And I pray that You'll take these words, and Lord, not from the standpoint of the wisdom that maybe that You've given me, and I thank You for the wisdom You have given me, but that it's something that You're laying in here. It's because it's time for it.
Amen.
It's time for it. And Lord, You've given it to us now, and we appreciate it.
Amen.
So we praise You for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 All right, Bob, you have one for us this morning. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I just love that.
Amen.
That was so wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When you say something that good, say it.
I just love that.
Amen.
Amen.
The Word of bone of Your bones and flesh of Your flesh, seen in my body, for it took a place of rest, changing me forever, and I'm so blessed with the joy that is now made known of the glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Now see this great joy that's being expressed in fine linen, clean and white I am dressed. The Lord made me a body from his very own, and as his wife I have this joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Now see this great joy that's being expressed in fine linen, clean and white I am dressed. The Lord made me a body from his very own, and as his wife I have this joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. The word of bone of your bones and flesh of your flesh, seen in my body, for it took a place of rest, changing me forever, and I'm so blessed with the joy that is now made known of the glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. And all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones.
Praise God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
I've got another song.
Praise God. We love you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
An irreversible action has taken place. We've moved from the body of Christ to being the Lamb's glorified wife.
Yeah.
So life over death we've embraced, and praise God, we've gone beyond the Rubicon. We've crossed the Rubicon, where a new day has dawned, and death for us is all gone. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, for we've crossed the Rubicon. We're in a fixed condition, and the die has been cast. Glorification has set in us. was the wife, and there's no going back.
Yeah.
For we've taken on glorified flesh and bones that the Lord gave to us from His very own. And praise God, we've gone beyond the Rubicon. We've crossed the Rubicon, where a new day has dawned, and death for us is all gone. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, for we've crossed the Rubicon. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, for we've crossed the Rubicon.
Praise God. We love you, my Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. About the Rubicon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We crossed the Rubicon when we were married to the Lord Jesus Christ.